This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. Manitoba's healthcare system is getting a major boost as a record number of nurses complete specialized training to work in intensive care units across the province. The provincial government says 45 nurses are graduating from ICU training this spring, the largest cohort to date, helping stabilize staffing levels in one of the most strained parts of the system. Premier Wapkinew called the milestone a sign of progress after years of pressure on Manitoba's intensive care units.
We're celebrating a record 45 new ICU nurses in Manitoba. And we're also celebrating ICU nurses generally.
Canoe thanked ICU nurses for their frontline work, noting the impact they have on patients and families during critical moments.
We want to thank everyone who's been doing this training and is nearing the completion. And we want to thank the folks who've been working in the recruitment and retention office to ensure that all these positions are filled, because we're going to have to keep doing this. This is an important milestone for sure, but we need to keep training more and more and more to be able to complement those who are already working at the bedside and doing amazing work.
The Premier also reflected on the challenges faced during the pandemic, when staffing shortages led to critically ill patients being sent out of province.
For many years, healthcare in Manitoba, and the ICUs in particular, were under strain, and it was the nurses and other staff who worked there who bore the brunt of that. In fact, at one particularly difficult time during the pandemic, we actually lost the ability to care for the sickest folks in our province, and we had to send some of those patients out of Manitoba. So we never want to get in a situation like that again. And it all comes down to the people.
Health, Seniors, and Long-Term Care Minister Uzoma Azaguara says the new graduates will soon be caring for Manitoba's most vulnerable patients.
Nurses are completing the specialized ICU training and preparing to join ICUs across the province. In just a few short weeks, they're going to go and provide care at the bedside for some of our sickest Manitobans.
Azaguara emphasized that ICU nursing requires advanced skills and experience, and says interest in the program is growing.
As a nurse myself, I can tell you that being an ICU nurse is incredibly specialized. It takes really special, highly skilled people to do that work. And it's phenomenal to see that after years of these seats not being even close to filled, that we have nurses who are stepping up, putting their names forward to choose this path.
The minister says more than 80 nurses applied to the most recent ICU training intake, and applications are now open for the next cohort beginning May 4th. Winnipeg Regional Health Authority CEO Jane Curtis says adding ICU nurses strengthens the entire hospital system.
ICU nurses take care of the sickest and most vulnerable patients in our system. And the ICU also plays an essential part in how our overall system performs. Having more ICU nurses allows us to always have fully staffed ICU beds and greatly reduces our need to rely on overtime and mandating. In times of surges, such as trauma and respiratory virus season, having access to fully staffed ICU ensures the best care for the sickest patients.
Both the Premier and the Health Minister says the work isn't finished, but this marks a critical step forward.
Rebuilding healthcare is not about buildings and beds and infrastructure. It is about people.
The province says it plans to continue expanding ICU training and recruitment to keep pace with patient needs across Manitoba. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.